escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Hello, and welcome to this week's Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle. Thanks for tuning in. A big new study that was published last month in The Lancet suggests that cutting back on carbs and eating more fat could extend your life. Now, at first glance, this new finding might seem to validate the low-carb diet as the healthiest way to eat. But as usual, there's a lot more to this study than the headlines imply, and that's what we're talking about this week. First, let me just give you some background on how the study was conducted. Researchers collected dietary and health records from citizens of 18 different countries all around the world over a 10-year period, and they ended up with data on over 135,000 people. So this was a big study. And then they divided the subjects into groups based on how much carbohydrate, protein, and fat they typically ate as a percentage of their total calorie intake. And then they looked at how many people in each category developed heart disease or had a heart attack or died during the study period. What they found, and what you probably heard in the news, was that the people with the highest carbohydrate intake also had the highest risk of mortality and heart disease, and that those who ate the most fat had the lowest mortality rates. But before you dig out your copy of the Atkins or the South Beach or the Ducan diet, I'd like to highlight a few details that you might not have gotten from the news coverage of this study. The study found that allocating more than 60% of your calories to carbohydrates increases your risk of death and disease. But, as I'm sure you know, not all carbs are the same. Refined carbs like sweetened beverages, white bread, baked goods, and sweets are all known to contribute to disease risk. Minimally processed carbohydrate foods like whole grains, legumes, fruits, and vegetables, on the other hand, are all known to decrease disease risk. Well, this particular analysis did not differentiate between these two types of carbohydrates. A diet that was getting 60% of calories from soda, white bread, and candy was in the same category as a diet that was getting 60% of calories from beans, brown rice, and broccoli. What's more, the study authors point out that the populations with the highest carbohydrate intakes also consume the most refined carbohydrates. Are diets high in carbohydrates the problem, or diets that are high in refined carbohydrates? I think we can probably all guess the answer. This analysis also does not suggest that low-carb diets are the way to go. In fact, those whose carbohydrate intakes were below 50% of calories were no healthier on average than those who had intakes between 50 and 60%. According to the researchers, this analysis, quote, does not provide support for very low carbohydrate diets, end quote. And the study does not provide support for a high fat diet either. Now, yes, it's true that those in the highest quintile for fat intake had a lower mortality rate than those in the lowest quintile. However, the average fat intake in this death-defying group was just 35% of calories. What's the average fat intake for most Americans? 34% of calories. So if you are looking for support for a diet that gets 80% or more of calories from fat, you will not find it here.
At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
What's a quintile, you might be wondering? Well, to divide a group of people into quintiles, you would line them up from lowest to highest according to any measure you like. You could line them up in order by height or by income or by percentage of fat intake. And then once they're lined up, you would simply divide them into five equal groups. So if you had 100 people, the 20 people who earned the most would be in the top quintile for income, and the 20 people who earned the least would be in the lowest quintile. And to get a quartile, you would simply divide the group into four equal groups. This study also did look at the type of fat that was consumed, saturated, polyunsaturated, or monounsaturated, and the trends that they saw confirmed what we've been saying for a while now. Saturated fat is not as harmful as we've been led to believe, but it doesn't seem to be as beneficial as unsaturated fats, in particular, the monounsaturated fats that you get from olive oil and avocado and canola. One of the really nice things about this study is that they really cast a wide net. In addition to the usual suspects, we overfed North Americans and Europeans, they included people from Africa, South America, Asia, and the Middle East. So a lot of different cultural dietary patterns were represented. And they also selected countries with high, middle, and low per capita incomes. And this is important because income has a big impact on both diet and health. And they also adjusted their results to account for other variables like smoking, physical activity, education level, waist-to-hip ratio, and total calorie intake. On the other hand, this is an observational study, and it relied on self-reported intakes. It doesn't prove that diets that are higher or lower in carbs or fats cause or prevent death or disease. It simply shows associations between certain nutrient intakes and certain health outcomes. What then are we supposed to take away from this study? Contrary to what you may have seen around the interwebs, it is absolutely not an endorsement of low-carb or high-fat diets because virtually no one in this study was doing either one of those things. It does make a pretty compelling argument against low-fat diets. But to me, the really big take-home lesson here is something we already knew. Refined carbohydrates should definitely not make up the bulk of your diet. Do you find yourself confused by conflicting nutrition headlines, or maybe you're still just trying to figure out how to put together a healthy diet? Maybe I can help. Post your comments or your questions on our website at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com or on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. I love to hear from you there. And be sure to subscribe to the Nutrition Diva podcast so that you won't miss a single episode. Thanks so much for listening and have a great week.